Discussions continue tonight about the proposed annexation of nearly 10,000 acres of Monroe County land into the city of Bloomington. Another public meeting is scheduled for people to learn more and speak with city officials. It runs from 6 to 8 in the council chambers at City Hall. It is the second of six sessions meant to clarify the details of the seven proposed annexation areas. These meetings come amid growing concerns from residents who would like their homes to remain outside city limits. The most publicized concerns are in Areas 1, 6, and 7. Area 1 would add to the southwest side of the city. Area 6 is just northeast of Bloomington. Area 7 is north of the city. Petitions are circulating around these areas with signatures of concerned residents calling for no annexation. Dave Lehman started an anti-annexation group in Area 7 with his wife and another resident. Lehman says their biggest opposition is connected to the increase in taxes.
The main reason is the increase in taxes. And as best I can see it, we aren't going to receive any services that will make up for all the increase in taxes.
At the public meetings, residents in the annexation areas can ask for estimates of their individual tax increases. But Dave says he and his neighbors are concerned about more than money.
We're in the rural part of the area, and we want to stay that way. We don't want trails. That's another big thing. We don't want extra trails to bring extra crime in our area, because there's no crime up here. There's nobody up here.
Philippa Guthrie is the City of Bloomington's Corporation Counsel. She says these annexations would strengthen the community as a whole.
Well, the primary benefit is to create one community. If you look at the way Bloomington is developed, these are all, we've been saying this, that they're areas that are developed around the fringes. We've heard a lot of people saying, well, it's not really developed. I can see trees and, you know, I've got a big piece of land and farmland, but it's still, in a legal sense, it is developed. The city believes that it's better to have one community with one direction forward, rather than having it split up like, say, Lafayette, West Lafayette, where you have, you know, the potential for other cities to develop around the fringes.
Residents in the annexation areas have asked why such a large proposal is happening now. Guthrie says it is necessary after over a decade without annexations to the city. For more information about the annexation plan, including the seven areas, you can visit bloomington.in.gov/annex. You will also find dates and times for the public information meetings, like the one starting tonight at 6.